All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know we're back. Let's get it.
It's the Vinny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Benny Randall Show.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know who it is. It's Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And thank you for allowing me into your heart and your homes. And you can reach and learn more about me at BennyRandall.com. Or you can go to our private community for those that want to get up close and personal at BennyOnDemand.com. All right. And like always, we have another powerful show. And this show is powered by Bashani Magazine. So we want to thank them for that, where we interview extraordinary entrepreneurs who are not only making a change in their lives, they're making change in the lives of the world we experience. And this show is sponsored in part by Globicity.com. Great deals and great brands all online for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have an extraordinary guest. His name is Roy Cotton Jr. He's an empathetic and resilient visionary, interpersonal and professional professional development coach, youth specialist, motivational speaker, radio show host, transformation specialist who is genuinely interested in empowering others. A great communicator, he is fully dedicated to accomplishing his life's purpose to transforming millions of lives. He is a global difference maker. Wow, did y'all hear that? He's a global difference maker. I like that. Entrepreneur and columnist of Student Vibes, Love and Inspiration, and Keeping Safe with Roy in the Weekender of the Daily Herald of St. Martin. Wow, I can go on and on. His resume is bananas, but I think it's, you know, you came here to hear him, right? You came here to get connected. He also has the number one show at this moment on Bashani Radio. You guys know what the show is, right? Love and Inspirational. He's the only other guy on Bashani Radio that has a voice almost sexier than mine, but you know, one day he gonna get there. We gonna work him out, all right? I'm just joking. Mr. Roy Cotton Jr., welcome to the Benny Randall Show. How are you, sir?
Thank you so very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show. And, you know, I'm just even saying to myself, wow, how did it happen so quickly? But I'm really thankful to the good Lord for, you know, the opportunity that he has really afforded me and being an honored guest on your show today.
It's all about, like I tell you, people, if you got great content, the people will listen. If you build it, the people will listen. So let's get right into your story. I love when you said in your resume, a global difference maker. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, to be honest with you, when you think about a global difference maker, it's really about being conscious and really having a heart that is focused on taking people from where they are to where God has really wanted them to be. And when I say that, you know, so very often you've got persons who say they're in the world doing this and doing that and leading people, but it's really their actions that really plays that very important role and shows that they're really making that difference. And over the last few years, and I'm very thankful for the good Lord, for the wife that he's afforded me with or blessed me with, that, you know, she has encouraged me so much, my wife, Dr. Nicole Erna Mae Francis Cotton, on really taking that step forward and being conscious of what I do, the actions I take, and really having a heart for the people. Because once you have a heart for the people, you can actually see where persons are, you know, being stuck in a specific area or a place in their life, and then God blessing you with vision and understanding to be able to make that difference in their life. And today, to be honest with you, with all that is happening in the world right now, you do need to have people who are definitely global difference makers.
Very, very powerful. And I love a guy who never leaves his partner and wife out the equation. You know what I mean? He slipped her in there right in the beginning. That's how you know he is truly a real man. And I can appreciate that. All right. I did hear the show where you had her on. And in fact, I took a little note about that show. Show you how intense and you know, I listen to the shows. I listen to every show, and because you know, I'm an audio man, you know what I mean, and I love great conversation. And there was some powerful stuff that was on there, and I think one of them, I love when she said this.
Victorious Living actually was birthed out of the needs that I saw on St. Martin back in December of 2001, was when I recognized we needed to change a lot of things, especially regarding our young people. And so in April of 2002, we began the journey. So it's now 17 years that Victorious Living is in existence. And we're all about empowering, enlightening, reconciling, and transforming the lives of individuals, couples, families, communities, nations. And that's what we've been doing for the past 17 years. And we do that through counseling, through coaching, through mentorship, through conferences, through training. And soon in December, we'll be doing our first retreat, you know, that we're hosting. We've done retreats before, but never hosted ourselves. So that's a plan. Mm. And very excited about what God has in store for us.
That was very, very powerful. I'm not sure. Did you get to hear that, Mr. Cotton, Mr. Roy?
Well, actually, I got to hear a little bit of it there.
Okay. But, she was talking about the marriage counselor retreat that you guys were doing and, you know, that you guys were hosting for the first time. And I thought that was very, very powerful, which is why I took a audio clip from that. But maybe you can expound on that since you did bring her up. We'll talk about that and then we'll move forward. Can you tell us a little about, because it's my understanding that both of you are part of this venture?
Yes, that is correct. And we are super excited about it because it is the first one of many that is going to be taking place. And that is actually scheduled for in the month of December this year, December 5th to the 8th. And that will be taking place on beautiful St. Martin at the five-star resort, Belmont La Semana. And why we're super excited about it is because, once again, it's all about transforming lives and working together on bringing people from various parts of the world and being in one place, paradise, as it is on St. Martin. This is where both ourselves and three other specialists, making five of us, would be able to help persons, you know, refocus, recharge, and revitalize for going into 2020. And may it be self in a relationship, may it be, you know, individuals, professionals, it is an opportunity for such persons to really be transformed during that retreat on beautiful St. Martin, December. So we're super excited about that.
Very, very powerful. And you can learn more about her. Her name is Dr. Erna Mae Frances Cotton. That's E-R-N-A, Googler. And you probably find some things about her. That is very, very powerful. I love how you guys are working together and working apart and, you know, becoming those global difference makers. So let's dive a little into Mr. Roy himself. What was the most important thing you learned in your struggle to success?
Well, the most important thing I really learned was the fact of really having patience. You know, sometimes you want things to happen so quickly. And I was talking about that actually yesterday when we had a session with some of our youth from our youth organization, Y2X. And I reflected back yesterday evening and I said, you know what? The journey has not always been that easy. And there were times where I was very impatient and I said, why is this taking so long? I want to be in this place. I want to be in that place. But it really taught me that over time, it is a process and you've got to trust the process. And as long as you've got God centered in that process, he is going to actually help you, and which he has helped me, to really understand how that works. And that is one of the things that I have learned over the period of time, combined by dedication and consistency. If you're not consistent in what you do, you can never have that success that you would have today. And dedication also goes along. And those are the three ingredients of helping, you know, any individual be taken from where they are to where they are today, or in the past to where they are today. And I'm very thankful that I've had to learn that. And of course, I'm not perfect. I'm still learning, but I've come a very long way. And I want to encourage persons who's listening to this interview right now on your show that it is definitely a process and you've got to trust it. And just ask God to be the one to lead you through that and bring that consistency on board and dedication, and it will take you far and you will be successful as I am today.
Very, very powerful. And one thing I hear a resounding theme within this conversation is that you put God first. Can you explain to our listening audience why it's so important to do that? And how does that help you get to that next level?
You're talking about in the fact of keeping God central?
Absolutely.
Well, to be honest with you, he's the beginning of it all. You know, there's a beginning point, and God is the beginning, because I'm a strong believer by faith. I'm a believer in Christ. And without a doubt, I've seen what God has done in my life over the years. And once you acknowledge the fact that he is the beginning and he's the one that is the Alpha and the Omega, he is the one that will absolutely guide you to where you need to be. And that's why I cannot say that everything is done out of my own power. He's the one that has enabled me to be where I am today. And that's why I'm so very humble for what I'm experiencing this very moment.
Very, very powerful. I noticed that in reading a little bit on you, that you taught a course called the Freshman Development Seminar to help individuals effectively cope with college and university life. Now, in the times we are and in the business world that we live in now, because, you know, a lot of things are high tech. There's a lot of retail mom and pop type stores that are not surviving there, and even major stores now. I was just reading an article just earlier this morning about Forever 21 filing for bankruptcy, and Sears, all of them falling for bankruptcy. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the online people have gotten lazy. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that. But online sales have in return, you know, created new opportunities for new entrepreneurs. Do you believe that more entrepreneurs should be taught in college versus teaching people only how to get a job and work for other people?
Absolutely. I fully agree with you more than 100%. And that's, again, being very conscious of the times that we're living in right now, the 21st century, and all that has changed on the technological level. And if I look at it this way, right, for what I have thought to students at their first year, it is not really for the fact of only just giving them that knowledge on how to be a professional, get your education. But I've even said this many times in the classroom to the university students, is that you've got to be so very aware of today, what is happening in your environment, where the global market is. And it is good, yes, of course, you know, you're studying, you're educating yourself, but it's so very important for you to really do an assessment, a conscious assessment on what am I really good at? What can actually help me to be able to live comfortable? What can actually help me to help my family live comfortable? And by doing that, then you're able to go beyond just actually just being a student, beyond just having an education, but being able now to fit into what's happening now on the global market, and then to present yourself as an entrepreneur within the 21st century by actually doing what you love and being able to earn from that and to make a difference in people's lives.
Very so powerful. I love speaking to you, Mr. Cotton. You know why? You speak so eloquently. When I grow up, I want to be able to speak like you. You know what I mean? I love the way you enunciate words. You know what I mean? Sometimes I have to just slow down. You know, a lot of my staff be saying, you know, they don't want to be telling me, probably because I'm the boss, but they be like, you know, I could tell they'd be like, what are you talking about? I'd be like, you didn't know, you know, because the way I enunciate words is not quite as eloquent. That's why I've learned to hire a lot of smart people around me so they can make me look smart. You know what I mean? So I could tell you how to make $100 million, but I probably can't spell that good though. But we go make it happen.
I appreciate it.
All right. Moving forward. In your entrepreneur, what brought you to radio? How did you know this medium was where you needed to be?
Well, you know, from young, and I started off in this, I would say, industry. After I left high school, on my way to go on to further my studies, it was where I recognized that I had more to offer than just being at that time a DJ, you know, playing for parties, being a teenager. And at that time, I had the opportunity to get onto radio, local radio on St. Martin. And I thank my father, Roy Cotton Sr., for the opportunity afforded to me through connecting with the managing director of our local radio station on St. Martin, Voice of St. Martin. And that's where it started off in 1994. And even at that young age, and I'm pretty sure you're wondering how old I was then, I was about, you know, 20. And just seeing at that time where this could lead, being able to speak to many people from just one place, I said, this makes a lot of sense. And over the years, I just continued to grow and perfected the skill. And today, 2019, it has taken me from back then to where I am today, where now there are persons who are looking forward to hearing me on radio. There are persons who are approaching me to conduct motivational speeches or to go into the schools. And I am seeing that if I'm going to continue, and again, it comes to, you know, being consistent and dedicated, this is going to, even before the year is finished, 2019, it's definitely going to take me to a new level where I'm definitely going to be able, with God's help, to help so many other persons get on to what they were created to do and become financially free.
Very, 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 very powerful. Oh, man. Just in case you're joining us, you are listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, it's my humble pleasure that you allow me into your hearts and your homes. And we'll be right back with more from Rotten, Rotten. I'm sorry. With Roy Cotton Jr. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how I be speaking. I just be messing up words, okay? It's Roy Cotton Jr. And we'll be right back on here on the Benny Randall Show. Stay tuned.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
And just in case you are joining us, you are listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this episode is sponsored in part by Geico. Make sure you go get your insurance at geico.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I don't care what nobody say. I love that camel, ladies and gentlemen. That is my homie, hump day! And our other sponsors are Globicity.com, where you can find great prices and great brands every day, all day. And we are back. You are listening to The Benny Randall Show. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com, or you can go to our private community at BennyOnDemand.com. We're speaking to the wonderful and the powerful Roy Cotton Jr. He is the number one show on Bashani Radio at this time for love and inspiration movement. And I tell you, it's an awesome show. He hails all the way from St. Martin. So that's when you know, that's the beauty of the internet. It has allowed people from all over the world to connect with people you probably would have never had access to in such a way, and they can show up in their truest self. And that's what Mr. Cotton does. He shows up in his true self. I love his show. He has the smooth voice, you know what I mean? And he has guests on that actually talk about conversations you're not hearing in everyday media. Mr. Cotton, thank you for being on the Benny Randall Show, sir.
You're absolutely welcome. It's a pleasure being here once again on your wonderful show too, which I've listened to quite a few times. And I also do have a lot of respect for you, for what you produce and what you host on Bashani Radio.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. So you was talking about your father was in radio when, before we left, you was talking about your father gave you the opportunity. Your father was in radio?
No, actually, my dad wasn't. But, you know, he's a person that I know growing up that listened to quite a lot of beautiful music, especially the music from the 80s. And that's what's led to me today to play some of those really amazing golden hits from back in the 70s, the 80s, even the 90s. So I was very much so inspired by my dad, but never was he actually on radio. He was more into sports, cricket, and all of that good stuff.
That's very, very powerful. That is very, very powerful. I haven't heard that in a long time, cricket. I know some friends introduced me to that, and I was like, this is a very, very interesting game. I haven't been to St. Martin, but I'll probably go in there someday, one of these days. I'll get through there. We just came from Dubai. We had a great time, right? So, Mr. Cotton, let me ask you this. In today's entrepreneur spirit, and you notice I always keep going back to entrepreneur because I think there's so much to learn, and I think we as a people have to learn how to not only create, but we have to learn how to own and, you know, create the message and the imagery that we want. What puts you into the dynamics of where you are right now? What got you there? What got you into this sound mind, you know, that you wanted to inspire people, you know, because a lot of times people get successful and they only think about themselves. They'd be like, you know, I got to leave those people, whatever. What got you to that point? What happened that says this is part of my purpose to transforming millions of lives, which fortunately you are now doing exactly what you say in your bio, transforming millions of lives on a global level?
A very, very good question, Benny. And I will tell you, really, today, what it really takes is about being genuine. It's very hard to find genuine persons today, whether, you know, they're CEOs, whether they're executives or such in organizations. You've got to find genuine persons who are willing to step up to the plate and really demonstrate that genuine leadership. Genuinely showing that they care about people. You can have all the millions, you can have the billions, you could have companies all over the world, but what good is it to you to have such if you are not able to meet the people who works in your organization, meet them where they're at, show them that respect, involve them in the growth of that company or the organization? Because once you show them that you are coming from a true place, you know, being the top of your company, they in return will actually also feel and treat it as if it's their company. They will take ownership. And that's what's missing today in the Caribbean, various parts of the world, America. That's what we need to actually stand still and come to. And that is what will make really an organization completely holistically what it needs to be. And that's why I do what I do, because I know that there's someone who is, you can be the busiest person, you can have all that you desire, but if that void is not filled, that's what you're gonna be always hungry. You're gonna be always hungry for that the fulfillment of being someone who is genuinely accepted, recognized, and being able to fit in, to give your best. And that's what I want to be able to do. You know, being in this seat, every day that I do my show, every Sunday, I consciously know that the moment I open my mic, I have the opportunity to take someone from where they're at and place them to where they need to be. So I'm always conscious of that whenever I start my show, that today, someone's life is going to be empowered. Someone's life is going to be changed. And once again, I give God all the glory for making that happen.
Very, very powerful. And I love that not only are you smooth, that you have a sense of humor when you're doing your show. I was listening to your show the other day, and, you know, because I travel so much. So that's the beauty I love of being able to listen online and listen, when, you know, with the Spotify or iTunes or iHeart, you know, I can listen anywhere, whether and now right. that they have internet on planes, you know what uh-huh. I mean? You can listen to. So I was listening to your show. I was on a plane flying back from a location just the other day, and I just started cracking up. And, you know, you're sitting in the seats next to people, and they don't know why what you think is so funny. But I was listening to you. I'm like, what are we, like 30,000 feet in the air? And I'm listening, and your part of your show came on, and you said, "I'm gonna tell you what I ate." y'all gonna get back in a few moments and I'm gonna tell you what I ate. I'll just cry laughing. I was like, who? He was like, you said, my belly is full. I've had a great meal. My belly is full. We're going to get back and then I'm going to tell you what I ate. I was like, who does that? But it was hilarious. So I just started laughing on the plane and the people looking at me like, I really want to know what's so funny. I said, if you only could hear what I've listened to, you know, because it caught me off guard. You know what I mean? Like you were smoothing right, into the yes. show. And then he was like, I'm going to tell you what I ate, what food I ate. Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you what's in my belly and we'll get right back. Usually we'd be like, we'll get right back out of the commercial. He was like, I'm going to get back and tell you what I ate. I was like, what?
And, you know, if I may say, Benny, actually, by, you know, you found it really funny, and there's so many persons who really enjoy that humor, because I always believe is that it's so important for persons to be happy. You know, there's so much that is going on in the world today, and laughter is the best medicine. And I believe so very much so that persons now, it has come to this point, Benny, if I may be very honest, that persons actually also tuned in besides the good music content and the interviews, but also just to hear what my wife has cooked for me. I remember just after, just one of the Sundays after church, and we're walking out of the church, and one of the ladies who listens to my show, she came up to me, she said, Roy, what's for lunch this afternoon? And I said, I said, what's for lunch? She said, yeah, I always listen to your show. And what is your wife going to be cooking today for lunch to, you know, have you well fed to be on the show? And I said, oh, are you really serious? You do really listen to that? And she said, yes. The last time you spoke about the lasagna, the last time you had some really lovely baked chicken and so forth. So what is she doing for you today? Well, I said, well, we're leaving church now together, so I'm not sure as yet, but definitely later you'll hear what the food is all about. And I really appreciate you tuning in every Sunday. There's so many people who always want to hear what my wife has fed me, what she has prepared for me as a natural juices, because she's really wonderful in the kitchen and I appreciate her. But also at the same time, and this is what I would like your listeners to know, it is so very important to acknowledge and appreciate your spouse. And that doesn't happen too very often. And as being a relationship specialist or marriage counselor, we recognize that in sessions that we have with couples, that one of the spouses is longing for recognition, is longing for acknowledgement. And for me, being on air, international radio, that's one thing I really want to do, and that is acknowledge my beautiful wife and letting people know I'm thankful for what she's cooked for me. Because if it was not for her, you know, I will be going to a radio show hungry.
I hear that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only a few million of us listening to this show right now, so we're going to make this right now. iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Echo, Siri, all mobile devices and computers and laptops. We're going to ask the question of the day. Roy, what did your wife cook for you today?
What did my wife cook for me today? Well, today's what? Today? You got me there, Benny. You got me there, definitely. Well, today, actually, my wife took a lovely off day. And that's another important thing, you know, just being able to have that wonderful balance of, you know, off days and really being there for each other. But I know for the next show coming up on a Sunday, it's going to be really an awesome meal for Sunday. And I really just want to say to everyone out there listening, you know, if you are married, just let your spouse know how much you appreciate him or her. Definitely. That's, you know, you can say, I love you. You can show all the actions, but just showing that appreciation, just even for the smallest thing, for whatever's being even prepared for you for lunch or breakfast, just acknowledge and be thankful.
Very, very powerful. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to read between the lines. He didn't want to tell you, so I'm going to tell you. Roy is on my show and he's hungry. That's just what he just said. He didn't really want to tell y'all that, but I'm going to go ahead and say it for him. He hungry. That's basically what just happened here, okay? He only wants to talk about the Sunday meal. He don't want to talk about the Friday meal, okay? I'm just letting y'all know just there, okay? All right, no problem. I'm just teasing. All right, Roy. Let us move on, man. You seem to have an extraordinary life. When is the book coming out?
The book, Love is Forever.
I don't know what it's called. I want you to tell me and my listeners.
Yes, Love is Forever, an amazing book from my wife. And it was launched on August 16, 2019. And my wife, she is a number one best-selling author. This is her fourth book. And the book really focuses on a very long-term friend of hers who is alive today. And we thank God for that. She is 100 years old. She'll be turning 101 on January 28, 2020. And it's all about her love story. She was married for 54 years to her deceased husband back then. And it describes the whole aspect of when they met each other, their marriage, the challenges. And it is a book that is full of rich history, but also to sharing about what love is really all about. Because the lady, Mrs. Carrington, Carmen Carrington Hodge, she was a well-known seamstress and did really beautiful designs for persons also on Saks Fifth Avenue. And that is all basically shared in the book Love is Forever, that is authored by my lovely wife, Dr. Nicole Erna Mae Francis Cotton.
I love how you pivoted there, but we're not going to let you off the hook just at that point. Thank you for that instruction. But we're talking about also, where is your book?
My book?
Yes, sir. Because everyone, yeah. You cannot have an incredible story like we're talking about today. True. And not have a book inside you, because it took you a while to get here. You know, a lot of times people see people's success and they think, oh, wow, he got lucky or she got lucky. They don't know a lot of times this is 20 and 30 years in the making. So I don't believe in luck. I just believe in timing and meaning. When is your time? When is your season? You shall flourish. And when you do flourish, you know, you should do all that you can do. Why? Because you're not promised tomorrow. Anybody told you to promise tomorrow? You know, so when I hear people telling me, you know, I always tell my staff that, you know, you're not promised tomorrow. So whatever I tell you to do, can you do it today? Why? Because you should try to accomplish whatever you believe you've accomplished. That way you have zero regrets when your time comes. So once again, I'm going to put you on the hot seat. When is your book coming?
Well, to be very honest with you, I have been thinking about that. And
why are you only thinking?
I would say.
Why are you only thinking?
Well, why am I only thinking?
Yes, sir.
Because it starts with a thought, and that thought then materializes itself into, you know, it materializes itself into being. And for me right now, I am seeing it already. We're now in 2019. I can already see that book is going to be coming out in 2020, and I will be your guest once again on your show.
Absolutely.
Talking about Roy Cotton Jr.'s newest book, number one best-selling book around the world.
Remember, it only takes action to make it happen. I like how he diplomatically got out of that, though. Y'all notice that? Y'all, because y'all know I answer those questions. I want to put them on the hot seat, right? He diplomatically said, it starts from a thought. And then the thought, it was like a movie. It starts from a thought and then it goes to a thing. I'm just jesting with you, Rory. But yeah, I think that you got a lot to share, my friend. And I think that's going to be powerful. You and your wife having very powerful books, that's like a mega couple. You know what I mean? And that should be very, very extraordinary. She has a very great speaking voice, too. Maybe she should have her own show, too. Because when I heard her on your show, she has a very... good speaking voice. So, Roy, let's spin backwards for a second.
Mm-hmm.
When
I'm with you.
you began your journey to where you are now. Tell me about one of the hardest things you went through, and what did you learn from that moment?
The hardest thing that I went through in the early days were persons who had actually faith in my show. There were persons I approached many times, including, you know, persons to look into sponsoring, coming on board as a sponsor. And, you know, when I approach, it was like, oh, okay, well, that sounds pretty cool. But we'll have a listen and we'll get back to you. Or, you know, I will talk about my show, Love and Inspiration. And these were really in the early days, self. And person will say, okay, I'll see if I have time to listen. And sometimes it was discouraging because I would say to myself, here's a show with a powerful name, Love and Inspiration, something that people need. We're always in need of love. We're always in need of inspiration. So why not interested? And there in the early days, I really struggled with, would I find persons who would actually see the purpose in what I'm doing and see the value? And there were really definitely days where I said, you know, I'm going to throw in the towel. But then it came back again to what I mentioned, consistency, dedication, and mm-hmm. really putting it before God and being patient.
Absolutely.
And today now, I'm speaking with you. Today now, there are persons who tune in wherever they are in the world to hear Love and Inspiration, to receive their dose of love and inspiration on a Sunday afternoon, to receive their dose of love and inspiration at any time that they listen to the podcast on Bashani Radio. So I am thankful that I stuck it out, and this is where I am today, 2019.
Mm-hmm. And now you are living your purpose, because the beauty of being distributed on the internet is that anybody from anywhere can listen to your show, and they can listen. The beauty of the show, the Bashani Network, is that, you know, times have changed. And, you know, when I created the network, what I took into consideration was, what do people want? People want it when they want it, how they want it, whenever they want it, and they no longer want to be told when they got to get it. That's why Netflix is a $1 billion company. That's why Google Play, iTunes, iHeart, multi-million-dollar companies. Why? Because they serve one purpose, and that purpose is to allow people to enjoy anything they want to enjoy from around the world whenever they choose to enjoy it. And that's the world we live in. That's why terrestrial, there's more advertisers on these type of shows than ever before, because this is where the people are at, and they tend to go with the people. So it's beautiful that you allow people to listen live, and you also allow people to listen whenever they want to. That's what I call connecting and targeting your audience. Because for so many years, media was able to tell people what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, and where you need to be in order to hear it happen. Now, the public has the power in their hands, and I think that's the beauty, because now they can hear a show like Love and Inspiration, you know, coming all the way from St. Martin. You know what I mean? They can hear the Benny Randall Show over here in New York and in Germany and in Russia. You know what I mean? By just a click of a switch. And that's the beauty of what you are doing. So there is power in this microphone. And I'm so glad that I can see that you really take it to heart what you do. And you are serving millions of people around the world, because they're letting you know by doing one thing, listening. They're giving you their time, whether they give you an hour of their time, you know, a week, it doesn't matter, because their time is priceless. And that, my friend, is power in the microphone. Okay. So that's why I can appreciate what you're doing and why you're doing it. And you're staying true to yourself. Can you tell me a little bit about St. Martin? Were you born there? And tell me a little bit. I've heard so much about this place from many different people. Tell me a little bit about St. Martin.
Yes, absolutely. St. Martin is a beautiful place. It is 37 square miles in the Eastern Caribbean. And we have a southern side, which is the Dutch side. And if the northern side, which is the French side, is shared by, it's a very wonderful melting pot of many nationalities. On St. Martin, on the southern side of the island, which is the Dutch side, English is spoken, but also Dutch as the two official languages. But you would also hear various languages as Spanish and Creole and many others languages. On the northern side, French and English. And it is a beautiful place to come on vacation. You know, it's where you need to be any time of the year. And I'm so very proud to say that I'm a native son of the soil. And I've, you know, lived here during my primary year, school years, high school, went on to study. And I'm really happy to be back on St. Maarten after many years away, just about roughly a week and a half ago. Made 9 years that I returned back to St. Maarten from living in the UK. And I don't regret it, because St. Maarten is a beautiful island. It is a place where persons have opportunity to achieve once they put their mind and heart to it. And we're very welcoming, is known as the Friendly Island. And I love being here, and I love broadcasting out of St. Maarten to the whole world, and also being able to do that on Bashani Radio in New York.
Very, very powerful. Now, when you say 37 miles, you mean from one side of the island to the other of the island?
Yeah, 37 square miles from one side to the other, yes. With 37 beautiful beaches.
Wow. Wow. And when there's not hurricanes, there's beautiful weather. Is that basically it?
Well, we do unfortunately have to go through the hurricane season, which we're in now. We're thankful thus far to the good Lord that, you know, we have not had any hurricanes. Just recently, there was the tropical storm Dorian that passed south of us. But we're just, you know, keeping that faith that after the peak part of the season, which is in September, passes, things will start to quiet down for the remaining of the hurricane season, which ends at the end of November.
Very, very powerful. We're coming down to the last few minutes of the show. This time goes so fast when you're having fun. You are listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. We'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
And just in case you're just joining us, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show, and we have a special guest, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr., all the way from the beautiful island of St. Martin. And it's been an extraordinary show as we've, it just seems like it went so fast. I feel like I only asked you like one question, to be honest, because the time went so quickly. I enjoy when you can talk to a person and they serve even with their answers. You know what I mean? And as I listen to you, I'm learning how to speak better too, because you speak so eloquently, you know. I love it. And whatnot. So we're getting down to the last few minutes of the show. Roy, let me ask you this question. What is your legacy you want to leave for the world?
My legacy that I want to leave is just simple, and that is to love people. To love people, and once you're able to love people, they in turn would recognize that that is coming from a true place, and that they will basically leave from where they've actually been stuck. They're going to actually see that through pure love, they're able to be who God has created them to be. And that's what it's all about, building stronger relationships and inspiring lives. And I want to leave with that legacy that, you know, I've been able to actually help persons to be who God has created them to be, simply. And to build strong relationships, because today, relationships is all what it's all about, having healthy, strong relationships, whether it may be marriage or family, parents and son and daughter, or at work, That's what's important. And inspiration, you can never get enough of inspiration.
Very, very powerful. So if I ask you for one call to action for our listeners who want to change their lives today, who need to do something today, something that they can do in the next 24 hours, what would that call to action be?
The call to action would be straight from the heart, is to go out and show someone love today and inspiration, because there's always someone out there in need of love and in need of inspiration.
Now, if our listeners want to learn more about you and everything that you do, how can they reach out to you, sir?
They can do that, Benny, by connecting with me on Facebook, by simply searching for Roy Cotton Jr. They can also connect with me via email, which is rc.loveandinspiration@gmail.com. That's rc.loveandinspiration@gmail.com. And also, too, if they are very much so wanting to connect for the retreat that we have coming up, they can go on to victoriouslivingretreats.com. That's victoriouslivingretreats.com. And they can find me on LinkedIn, Roy Cotton Jr. on LinkedIn. And I'll be more than happy to connect with them. And together, we together can absolutely make so much wonderful waves of inspiration in this world by joining the Love and Inspiration movement to transform lives one heart at one time, one heart at one time.
Very, 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 very powerful. Mr. Roy Cotton Jr., it's been my absolute pleasure to have you on the Benny Randall Show. And I want you to keep doing what it is that you do, because I think that you're serving a greater cause here, a more powerful cause than you can ever imagine. Because, you know, there's people listening to this show who may never actually reach out to you. You may just run into them somewhere in your journeys, and they will tell you how you have changed their lives, because it happens to me all the time. And I think that it's a great service in all that you do, sir.
And I appreciate it very much, Benny. And I want to also thank you very, very much for the opportunity of being one of your guests on your show. I want to thank you for the opportunity of having my show on Bashani Radio Network. I would like to also thank Michael Muse, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach, who introduced me to this opportunity through Dr. Ava Eagle Brown, the multi-award-winning international speaker and author in the UK, was the one who introduced me to Michael Muse here at Bashani. So all in all, I thank all of you for this opportunity. And most of all, I thank God. And I just really pray all the best for your radio station, all the best for you, your family, your staff, and your company. And may you also experience love and inspiration as you join the Love and Inspiration movement with Roy Cotton Jr.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, my final thoughts is this. What did you learn today? You know what I learned? I learned that you should always follow your passion. You should always follow your purpose. You heard Mr. Roy speak about the things he's so passionate about. You can hear it in his voice. He's a humble guy. And you can tell that he actually loves people. He loves his place he lives. And he definitely loves his wife. And when you all of those things fall in place, ladies and gentlemen, it gives you an opportunity to focus on being your best. And what I've learned from Mr. Roy today is that you can be your best, do what you got to do, keep it humble, and have a great time while you're doing it. Okay. And as he said on his show, have a great Sunday meal. So make sure you tune in to his show every Sunday and right here on Bashani Radio also, and find out not only how that he can feed your mind, spirit, and your soul, but how to have a great dinner before you come on the radio, okay? because that's what he does. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I am Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. the motivator, a.k.a. the sexiest voice in America, the a.k.a. the number one voice in the world. I said it and I believe it. Okay. Until next time, Bashani Radio, Bashani Magazine, me and my whole staff, we love you. And you can't do a damn thing about it. DJ, where my theme music?
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world, on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
And I'm going to leave you a little bit of this from my daddy. He going to take you out. The one, the only, Barry White boy.
Don't change that. Trying to please me. You never let me down before. I don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far, no love. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, good night.